The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Amud Beis, has a series of psichos which various Amoraim gave as an introduction to learning Megillas Esther. One of them is Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmoni, who began his teaching of Megillas Esther with the following drosha. Tachas anatzut yale v'reish, v'sachas ha'asirpod yale adas. Tachas hanatzutz yale v'reish, instead of the natzutz, that's instead of Homon, who is compared to a natzutz, it's a thorn tree, because he made himself into an avodah zarah, and an avodah zarah is called a thorn tree, as another pasuk says, v'chol hanatzutzim, v'chol hanaloinim. Yale v'reish, instead of Homon, rose up b'reish, the cedar tree. B'reish is Mordechai. V'sachas ha'sirpod, instead of the low bush, low thorn bush, which is called a sirpod, yale hadas, rose up a hadas, a myrtle bush, which represents Esther, because Esther was called Hadassah. So in other words, in this psiche to the Megillas Esther, Haman is compared to a thorn bush and Mordechai is compared to the cedar tree. Vashti is compared to a low thorn bush and Esther is compared to a myrtle tree. Why is this droshe is an introduction to all of Megillas Esther. In other words, it's teaching us the principle that lies behind all of Megillas Esther. How does that work? So first of all, why is Haman compared to a thorn bush? Why is an Avodah Zarah compared to a thorn bush? The Vilna Gaon in Yeshayahu, in his Perush on Yeshayahu, I think it's Perik Dalet, says, Pshat, in a posik in Koheles. The posik says, Ki kekoil asirim tachas asir, ken koil haksil. Like the sound of thorns under a pot, so is the voice of a fool. The sound of a thorns under a pot means, instead of using firewood, someone uses thorns as to cook up a pot. It won't work, because thorns have only the superficial resemblance to wood, but there's no substance inside. If you try to cook something with thorns, you'll have a snap, cackle, and pop of thorns, but you won't have the energy that wood gives when it burns. So the voice of the fool is like thorns under a pot. Meaning, what does that mean? A fool has all the trappings of a human being. He looks like a human being, talks like a human being, but he has no substance to him. He has no intelligence. He's a fool. So that's like a thorn bush. A thorn bush, when you use its wood for cooking, it looks like wood, has all the trappings of a tree, but it's empty inside. It has no substance to it. The main thing, Ika Chosim and Asefa, the main thing is missing from the thorn, the part that gives it vitality, usefulness, force, power that is necessary to cook something with it. So the fool is compared to a thorn bush because it has external trappings of a human being, but not the internal, not the most important thing, which is the intelligence. Similarly, the Ovid Avodah Zarah looks like he's worshipping God. There's all the trappings, he's serving God. But really what he's serving is himself. He's serving himself because he worships his idol in order to bring down a flow of sustenance, good to himself, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah at the beginning. Avodah Zarah is a way of a man worshiping. worshipping himself without being mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similarly, Haman was an Aved Zohar. He made himself into an Aved Zohar. He wanted everyone to bow down to him. Mordechai lo yichav lo yishtachav, but everyone else bowed down to him. So Haman was a embodiment of a human being that lived for himself. Didn't live for others. Lived for his kovod, for his gaiva, for his power, for his wealth. But not for others, the way a human being should really live. That's why a Haman is compared to a thorn bush. Has all the trappings of a human being, but he's missing the internal part of a human being, which is a mune, which is his batlus takodesh bohu, which is living for a purpose, living for a goal, subordinating oneself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, tachas anatzutz, instead of that thorn bush, which Haman was, it's an Aved Zohar, and he made himself into an Aved Zohar. Instead of that, Yalev V'Roish stood up Mordechai, a tzaddik, Mordechai, who was a tree in its full sense of the word, tall, full of firewood, which gives energy, it gives protection, it gives everything a tree should give. Mordechai is the brush that is the opposite of the thorn bush of Haman, because Mordechai is emune, Mordechai is his batlus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mordechai is devoting oneself, being meisa nefesh for avodas Hashem. That's the opposite of what Haman represents. So, and also, Vashti was a feminine sort of Haman. Feminine equivalent of Haman. Also, it was Shabbat, the Jewish girls made them work on Shabbos and forced them to work without clothing. All the things which were selfishness, things that she did for herself without Isbatlus to Rotzen Hashem. Instead of Vashti stood up Esther, who was also Isbatlus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have here, the opposite of the thorn bush is the Breish, the opposite of Haman, who worshipped himself, is Mordechai, who worshipped HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the psiche, this is the entree, introduction to Megillas Esther, to understand Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther is a lesson in how the Jewish people should be living, what they should be living for. It's batlus to Rotzen Hashem. When they fasted 3 days, tzumolai, shloisha yomim, they didn't eat or drink 3 days and did tshuva and recognize what their purpose in life is. They were mechaper on the avera that brought them to the whole tragedy, near tragedy of the story of Achashverosh. And that was because they were mishtachav el tzelem, they bowed down to a tzelem of Achashverosh, nenem mesidus Achashverosh, they were selfish. They looked for themselves, they weren't ready for mesidus nefesh, v'chanani mishol v'azayu v'moysen nefesh, rather than bow down to the tzelem of Hechol. They bowed down to the tzelem of Achashverosh. Right? So the kapore of that worship of the Tzelem of Achashverosh, the kapore of Nenem Mesudas Achashverosh, is the kapore of Mesiras Nefesh. That turns a natsutz into a broish. That turns an empty life, a life without emunah, into a life of purpose and permanence and eternity, which is the Nes of Megillah, which gave an eternal life to the Jewish people. Without Purim, we would not be here today, would not be able to survive as a Jewish nation. And that's true in every single person's life also. What's important in his life is to strive not to be a thorn bush, but to live with the pnimius of a person. The pnimius of a person is his emunah, his dveikus, is his batlus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the introduction to Megillah. I hope these words will be an introduction to Purim for all of us. And may we all be zeiche to the oil of Purim, the light of Purim, and advance at least one notch, if not a whole stairway, in our rising up to Avodas Hashem, to subordination, to Rosan Hashem, to eliminating the selfish focus from our lives, and instead to direct it towards others, towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, And so we ourselves, like the entire Jewish people, will be mekayim tachas hanatzutz yale v'roish v'sachas asirpot yale hadas. Boy Hashem lo'ilom, boy Hashem lo'ilom lo'is, boy Hashem l'shem lo'is oilom lo'yikores.